We welcome you to this episode of Real Time News. This is James Powell, your host. We do invite you to check out our websites. If you would like to support us, you can do that with the links around this video. And I trust that you are looking forward to seeing what all things you can do to improve our country, your life, and help your neighbors around you. Let's go ahead and jump into the verse of the day. Verse of the day, Proverbs 16:19. Better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Thoughts on the verse? What is your source of significance? This proverb challenges us to view the world upside down to the rest of the culture. Humility and association with the lowly and oppressed are valued by God. Abusive power and arrogance are not. God didn't give us this proverb. He sent us His Son to demonstrate it. God didn't just give us this proverb. He sent us His Son to demonstrate it. Now, if we can only learn to live it, Jesus does give us the opportunity to demonstrate it when He says, "Follow me." And in thinking of this this verse, and just thinking of the arrogance of the politicians on both sides of the aisle, let's show Christ's humility to all those around us. I want to remind you, you can go to jjmediaonline.net/realnews, the website. You can put your ad here. You can actually check out our latest podcast. After we upload them on the Blue Video podcast, we do have multiple news feeds coming into here. 100% Fed Up, The Gateway Pundit, Epoch Times, or Epoch Times, whichever way you want to say it, Right Side Broadcasting. And then you go on down, True News, Bannon War Room. So, and then we have the cartoon of the day. Then you go clear on down and since I am on the Treasure Coast, here is the Treasure Coast News, Big League Politics, First Freedom Network, and the Revolver News, Bongino Report, Larry Elder, Town Hall Videos, townhall.com, Daily Wire. So I have a multitude of different feeds coming in. So you can actually go to our website, find a lot of different news from many different outlets. Also, you are invited to follow me on Getter. That's GETTR.com, Getter. Follow James Powell. Of course, we have the links around this video. That way you can follow on all the different social media outlets. And of course, we upload on Rumble, BitChute, and Odyssey. So, just letting you know, let's get into the news. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say it's a 12. Joe von Pulitzer says on the seriousness of the audit and the results in his 197 pages in Arizona audit report. So he is saying it is very, very, very serious. Joe von Pulitzer released yet another audio that explains the audit process form this past week forward in Arizona. Pulitzer recommends that the entire election system should be redone. The results of the Arizona audit are going to be shocking. And he does have an audio or a video here, so let me get to it. And let's go ahead and see how I didn't catch this when I was prepping, so I'm not sure how long this is, but let's listen to a little of it.
You know, our dads want to feel.
First of all, there is an ad, just stay aware, there are a lot of things that are going on with the audit. So here we go.
Hey folks, Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer here, and I want to talk about the Arizona audit results. As you know, the world is waiting for that information. I want to prep you so you understand how the facts are compiled, what goes into it, and what are the steps. But more importantly, I want to open your eyes to how some of this will be fought by the media, designed to make your brain go to mush. You're going to want to listen to this. You're going to want to share it because you need to know what to expect and understand when it comes to these audit numbers being released and being the shot heard around the world. I'll be back right after this.
Okay. It is a very long video, so what I'm going to do is drop the link around this episode. That way, I want to make sure you are as informed as you can be. That is my goal. And so, I'm going to drop it around this episode. That way, you can know what is happening. This is very key, just to know. The real news that is truly is happening. So, I'm pulling the link, and that way you to remind myself, because normally I do not drop the links just when I come up on something that I want to make sure that you get. All right, let's go on to the next article. Biden's new plan to destroy American sovereignty using fake refugees. Just when it seems things are getting better, Biden, let me get to the page so you can see it, and Open Borders Radical DHS Secretary Mayorkas are now plotting to encourage a new and even much larger surge at the border. That would be a giant diabolical step towards totally disenfranchising current American citizens via a wave of fake refugees. That is mostly economic refugees. A great majority of them are people who would not qualify for asylum under the current asylum process, but who would say and do anything to gain access to the U.S. They will even greatly endanger their own children in the process, or indenture themselves to a cartel to pay the high cost of smuggling them from homeland across the border. So here we go. They are once again attempting to totally annihilate the U.S. by bringing people from the outside. So they do not have America's interest at heart. That's just the bottom line. That's sad. Very, very sad. We are in a fight for our country. My friends, are you ready to stand? They're forcing the vaccine. They're forcing destruction of our country by bringing people in. Are you ready to stand? And not only America, worldwide, you look around in France, Australia, different countries are standing up for their rights. That is what we have to do. Us in America have never had to stand like this. We have always had our freedoms. We've always had our rights. And so this is kind of something new that, we are held together by our God-given rights, our Constitution. The forefathers of our country understood the tyrannical governments that we came from at the founding of our country. So we need to fight, and this is a new thing for Americans. And I encourage you to be willing to stand up. And I keep hearing from several, specifically Lynn Wood, General Flynn, you have to risk all. save your family, but you may have to risk your future for the salvation of our country. So, but God has it under control. All right, let's get to the next video. Next video is pharmacies told not to distribute medications that combat COVID. Right there ought to tell you that, you know, this is a setup majorly. All right, let's go to it. And there we go.
I want to pivot back to this is for Dr. Tyson. We have this thing. You're saying you're actually, let me get this right, Dr. Malone. You're prescribing, a physician's prescribing things for his patients, and the pharmacy is not putting these prescriptions through. Dr. Tyson, do we hear that correctly?
That's correct. And they say because there's no indication for the use of the medication, which is just baloney. You know, we use drugs all the time off label. Look at aspirin, for example. Can you imagine? Aspirin was a medication just used for headaches. And now it's got multi, uses from, you know, coronary artery disease to stroke. And now, so when we call these prescriptions in, the pharmacist will ask for the diagnosis. And if the diagnosis is COVID, a lot of these pharmacies are no longer filling the medication, saying there's no indication for it, which is the pharmacy's practicing medicine without a license instead of the physician being able to practice medicine.
Hang on a second. Dr. Malone, that's the part of it. Is the pharmacy now getting in between the doctor? This is what I don't understand. This is so out of control.
There are multiple.
You're saying
reports.
The pharmacy is getting in between the doctor-patient relationship?
Exactly. Many, many physicians are complaining about this and experiencing it. It varies by state to state. And there's some evidence that certain pharmacy chains are enforcing these rules and others aren't.
Dr. Tyson, when you were in college and studying, wanted to be a doctor and went to medical school and you registered, did you ever think you would get to a day that you're seeing kind of this medical imperialism happen from some central command in Washington, D.C. or the CDC? Did you ever think in a million years that you would be talking about issues and dealing with issues with your patients that you're dealing with today?
No, I think I thought it was actually going to be the opposite. When we were in residency, we were told to investigate, be creative, find solutions. And that's what we did during this pandemic. We created solutions. We did our research. We started using drugs. We started using multi-treatment drugs. And we started finding success. We started reporting our success, and we got shut down. I mean, I've been banned on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for posting videos of my success. Just to be, you know, told that I'm a quack, I'm selling, you know, snake oil and some of these other things, when our proven success is 6,200 patients, and with early treatment, not one person has died. You would think that the whole country would want that.
You are what your record says you are. Dr. Tyson, how do people get to you? Hopefully you're up on Getter, but how do people get to you?
All Valley Urgent Care. In El Centro, or allvalleycares.com.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate it. Let's bring in Dr. Vliet. We've had Dr. Vliet on the show many times before. Dr. Vliet, thank you very much for joining us. And Dr. Malone, take it away.
So Dr. Vliet, over a year ago, you published an article in the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons titled, "In War on COVID-19, Doctors Need Freedom to Use Weapons at Hand." And that gets right to the core of the issue. And yet here we are a year later, and physicians are still not able to practice medicine because of central edicts coming down from the CDC and the NIAID in terms of how thou shalt treat this disease. Can you walk us through where that stands right now and the logic of states having the right to regulate medicine, not the federal government?
Yes, thank you, Steve, and thank you, Dr. Malone. It's absolutely interference with the practice of medicine. In fact, I have spoken with pharmacies directly myself. CVS has a corporate policy to direct their pharmacists not to dispense hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin with a physician's legitimate prescription. It's unconscionable, it's an interference, it's malfeasance, and it cannot continue. There are lawsuits underway to stop it. number one. Number two, we also know that state governors are still interfering with the practice of medicine, and politicians, not physicians. And so we have to be careful. Yes, states have always regulated the practice of medicine, but the Federation of State Medical Board, the central organization, is the one taking their marching orders from Emperor Fauci and from the CDC and NIH to prevent doctors from practicing medicine. They are issuing directions to the state medical board who are persecuting doctors. We have many in our organization. We have many writing into us at Truth for Health Foundation, a public charity advocating for the public good that I'm now president of and leading the fight on medical freedom and prevention of censorship. And one of the things that is happening is that this coordination of efforts, we have to remember, yes, under the 10th Amendment, it is states' rights to regulate the practice of medicine, but that is being regulated at the state level by politicians now, not by physicians, and by a coordinated effort to suppress medical freedom. So we need to attack the central issue of medical censorship of early treatment works. Vaccines are not the sole answer. Vaccines carry massive risk. We just did an international press conference through the Foundation on the vaccine threats to fertility, male and female, and pregnancy that have been covered up since 2012. And we presented the scientific evidence.
Okay, there you have it. So they're fighting us on every turn. And it seems like the pharmaceuticals, the healthcare industry is involved in this major coup of taking over our complete country, dictating what you can do to your body, what you cannot. And I ask, where's my body, my choice? I mean, it's amazing how the liberals are just really quiet now on that. They do not value life, and they do not value that we are made in God's image. All right, our next article. Reporter shares video of massive line at Trump rally. Then speaks of, I don't want to hear another one talk of the COVID until you take care of the refugees over the border. 100% fed up reports. Ben Bergquam of Real America's Voice tweeted out a video showing enormous crowd lined up for Donald Trump's rally this past Saturday. Coleman, Alabama, on Saturday. The line seemed to stretch for miles, which surely triggered defensive liberals who can't stand the fact that Biden's rallies were so poorly attended. Every participant could have carpooled together in a single minivan. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and there's a couple videos here. So here we go. Go into it.
Hey guys, we're out here in Coleman, Alabama with Danny Hamilton and the Save America Freedom Tour bus. He's about to blow the horn, wake up the crowd a little bit. Look at this crowd though. Look at this. Goes down here. It actually starts down there at that tent and goes all the way up here, all the way down here, and all the way back there somewhere. And it keeps going. Sleepy Joe, you never even got this many people. They want you to believe, they want us to believe that you got the most votes in American history. Not buying it. Neither of these people. It's time to stand up, America. Hey guys, we're out here in Coleman, Alabama.
Okay, there it is. That's proof. Okay, let's go to this next ad. And this is the one that it's this is really, really true. The lefties want to shut us down, but not shut the border. Makes you think.
So I just did a video a couple minutes ago showing this incredible line out here in Coleman, Alabama that stretches. It's still, look at this, way, 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 and it keeps going past all those vehicles way down there. Tens of thousands of people coming out here. And I got a few lefties on here that got upset, and they said, oh, COVID, you guys are spreading COVID. This is going to be another COVID event. You know what? I don't want to hear another word about COVID until you lefties tell Joe Biden to close the damn border. It's not the Delta variant. It's the border variant. It's allowing tens of thousands of illegals across our border every single day that not only have COVID, they have tuberculosis and mumps and measles and hepatitis and everything else that you guys don't care about. Don't talk to me about COVID. I don't want to hear another word. I don't want to hear about getting the vaccine or the second vaccine or getting the booster shot or any of that garbage or putting masks back on our kids. Shut the damn border and live free. As Americans, we are free. Don't be afraid. Stand up. Call them out, though. You want to stop COVID? Close the border. Don't stop doing this. Don't stop standing up for America. Close the border.
Boom. 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 I love it. That's the way to stand up for America. I'll tell you, stand up against vaccines. Stand up against the liberal left. Stand for America. Stand up against the rhinos. Stand up for our freedoms. Be willing to sacrifice. Be willing to sacrifice. That is it. All right. Memo reveals U.S. embassy staff feels betrayed by Biden regime. And that's what it is, a regime. It would be better to die under the Taliban's bullet than try to flee to safety. Joe Biden and his defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, have zero respect. Get this, zero respect for the American people who are demanding the truth about the current state of affairs related to the evacuation of U.S. citizens from Afghanistan. Instead of answering questions by the softball media, honestly, they are either outright lying or they are changing the subject. This past Friday, I don't call him president. He's the resident. Joe Biden was asked by ABC News' Stephanie Ramos if he would sign off on sending troops to Kabul to evacuate Americans who are unable to get to the Kabul airport safely. Biden's response was to lie. We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. I mean, it's insanity. Insanity. I'm not even going to take time to play that. It's not even worth it. Let's fight for our country. Let's go to let's talk of the vaccines. We have leaky vaccines. Let's go to this video.
Important. Give us that question again to Dr. Homer.
Dr. Homer, you're a board certified pathologist. What are these dropping titers at 6 months or before? And this is a second vaccine now that you're discussing. What do they mean?
Well, I'll tell you how they're going to be interpreted. They're going to be misinterpreted. They're going to be interpreted as reason that we all need boosters. But that's not the message that we should be taking from what we're seeing. The message that we should be taking is that the eradication of the virus is not possible with these kinds of leaky vaccines. Time's going to prove that correct. We need a clear, sensible, achievable objective in this war on the pandemic. And until we have that, we're going to have chaos.
Real quickly, doctor, because we're going to have you guys back on this. This is too big a topic, particularly with FDA approval. What would be that? Do you have an idea what that strategy would be if this is not the one to pursue? What would it be?
It's the one that Dr. Tyson said. He didn't have a single death. We need to be keeping people alive. We need to be, and once you suborn vaccination and universal vaccination to the goal of keeping people alive, then it becomes a useful tool. And we can do exactly what Dr. Malone has laid out in his piece with Dr. Navarro. We can use the vaccines to protect those that are most susceptible, and we can not put pressure on this virus to mutate in the way that it's mutating right now. I mean, I think what we're seeing out of Israel is really scary. And, you know, Dr. Malone can explain about ADE in ways that I can't, but what I can do is look and see the people who were vaccinated early, those early adopters, they're not only having more infection rates, but Dr. Lewinsky even, director of CDC, said that they are having more serious disease. That's scary.
Dr. Homer, how do people get to you? How do they follow you during the working week?
My our website is betterpathology.com, and I'm Kevin Homer, MD, on Getter, Twitter, other places.
Okay, we'll get that in live chat. Sir, thank you very much. Real quickly, before we go to Alabama, what about this AD? What Israel? What he says you would be able to define it. Tell us what's the issue.
So the vaccine, there are many mechanisms that some vaccines can cause enhanced disease. We spoke about this in the opening, and we spoke about it with Peter. And the biggest window for one of those key mechanisms, antibody-dependent enhancement, the biggest window for risk is when the vaccine titers are dropping. So what it suggests is the possibility that we may have enhanced disease and enhanced replication starting at about 5 to 6 months after receiving shots. And there is emerging information in the Israeli database suggesting that might be the case. And then we had this recent bombshell that was dropped by the CDC, but kind of buried under the lead, that they're seeing increased disease in people that have been vaccinated at 6 months prior.
That's the presentation. Okay, we're going to have you. By the way, Monday, the FDA is going to, looks like New York Times is reporting they're going to formally approve the Pfizer vaccine, formal FDA approval, which is going to be a game changer.
Okay, I want to clarify. They said Monday. Of course, at the time of this recording, it is Monday. So they've already approved it. It looks like the Pfizer vaccine is already approved, but I want to verify and remind you that the Pfizer president has not even taken the vaccine. So just letting you know. Just letting you know. Okay, we're going to go to one more video, and then we're going to end this broadcast. A no test, just get vax card is the title. So let's see. Let's just listen.
Dr. Homer joined us, a pathologist, joined us a couple weeks ago. Dr. Malone, you want to take it? Take it from here. We got about 6 minutes in this segment. Dr. Homer will stay over us through the break.
Hi, Dr. Homer. You've given us a nice summary of kind of personal experience, walked us through that, and mapped it into the reality here. And it feeds in directly to the evidence that, for instance, the Pfizer vaccine durability is at best poor. And in your experience, it appears that it's 5 months, perhaps. Can you kind of carry us through what you've seen?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you, Dr. Malone, on the War Room. It's a real pleasure. Yeah, I have personal experience with this. My wife and I are vaccinated. We took a Johnson & Johnson vaccine middle of March. In May, I measured our spike protein antibodies. Now, I know the CDC says don't measure spike protein antibodies, but I'm a pathologist and I'm incorrigible, so I measured spike protein antibodies. And sure enough, we both had spike protein antibodies. This is the antibody that you ought to have after having taken a vaccine. So it worked, but I didn't stop there. I decided to measure again a few months later. So just a couple of weeks ago, I measured spike protein levels again, and mine are not detectable. I've got a vaccine card. I can go eat in one of those restaurants in New York City that folks who don't have a vaccine card can, but I have no evidence of antibody-based immunity in my blood.
Hang on right a second, because this was Tony Fauci was on Andrew Mitchell 2 days ago, and she says, hey, I'm not a professional, but shouldn't we try to after you get the vaccine, test for the antibodies? And he just goes, absolutely cannot happen. It's not efficient. I mean, he kind of freaked out. Is this why? Because he freaked out. Is this why?
We have no guidance in the medical community what antibody levels we ought to be looking at. What antibody levels might be too much. We're just told don't test. Take the vaccine, get the card. The card is what you need. And what I'm trying to say is the card is a silly piece of paper. The card doesn't mean what we think the card means. We're dividing people not based on anything that's rational. We're dividing people on whether or not they have a card or not.
Okay.
Hang on.
On the FDA approval, please help me please tell me that in the approval process for the Pfizer, that one of the biggest tests is this thing right here, the antibodies after you've taken, and how the durability of the antibodies, they have to present to the public or to you in the scientific community exactly his point. Are there, and what Fauci was so freaked about, will they present what the antibodies are? Because isn't that, that's the only thing that counts, correct?
Well, no, there's also cytotoxic T lymphocytes are also important and innate immune responses.
But if you don't have the antibodies, that obviates the other two.
That was
it?
The whole logic of the strategy with the spike protein was to have inactivating or neutralizing antibodies against the receptor binding domain. Is that my correct, Dr. Homer?
That's the
now,
way
we
I understand.
We also earlier had a presentation, I think it was in the Forbes magazine, that the efficacy for blocking transmissibility is about 39%. So that further underscores your point. These, not only are the vaccine cards non-predictive for whether or not you're going to be potentially infected and shedding virus, but we know the basic protection rate from infection, replication, and shedding is less than 40%. We know that the titers, the level of virus in infected people that have been previously vaccinated is at least as high, if not higher, than the people that were unvaccinated. Basically, Dr. Homer, what does this mean about the ability of the vaccine and the vaccination to predict whether or not you're going to be at risk for spreading virus to other people if you go into public places?
Well, I think I have to assume that I don't have a very robust immune response. I really don't know that for sure, but and like you say, the immune system's very complicated. I don't want to say that not having detectable antibodies is the same thing as not having immunity. The fact is we don't know, but we do know this data that's coming out of Israel right now, and Israel's, I think, a very good case study because it's a highly vaccinated country. And what they're finding is that the people that during this Delta wave, the people that took their vaccines early are being reinfected at a higher rate than people who took their vaccines later. Same vaccine.
I'd like to segue to the other side on exactly that point. Are you ready to talk to us a little bit about antibody-dependent enhancement? I suspect as a boarded pathology, so you understand it.
We're going to come back. We're going to get right to that question.
Okay, there we have it. There are a lot of questions, and no one except the truthers are wanting to answer. So, I just want to remind you, be very careful. I'm about freedoms. I'm not taking the vaccine. If you want to take it, take it. But I am not taking it. So, do want to remind you can actually leave your message. We are asking, we just can't get anyone to take us up on this, but go to anchor.fm/TCoastRealTimeNews/message. Leave your name, the state where you're from, maybe your favorite verse or something that how you are making it. Even if you disagree with me, just leave your encouraging message. Say, hey, I took the vaccine, but let's get back to freedom, whatever. But I encourage you to leave your message. We do appreciate you listening to our podcast, videocast. Make sure that you go to jjmediaonline.net/realnews. Follow our news outlets. Go to Rumble, subscribe, BitChute, and Odyssey. And the links are around this video. Subscribe, follow. Thank you much. We trust that you have a great day, and God bless. We will catch you on our next episode. Do you live in the Stuart, Florida, Hobe Sound, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, Florida, clear down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida area? I would like to invite you to get a hold of Agrusa Alarm Protection Technology. You can actually go to the website agrusapt.com. That's agrusapt.com. Get your security alarm protection today. They specialize in Brinks home security. Call them 772-934-6498. The link will be in the description. Call them